Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the southern U.S. border have been admitted into the United States. Not knowing the exact number, he guesstimated 10 to 12,000. An Amtrak passenger train carrying roughly 150 people derailed in Montana. At least three souls were killed while others were injured. The train was traveling westbound from Chicago to Washington State on Saturday when it derailed near Joplin, Montana in the north central part of the state. It reportedly included two locomotives and 10 cars as eight of them derailed. A California restaurant has banned under 18-year-olds unless they're accompanied by an adult because of theft and disrespecting employees. Red Rooster Burgers and Brew, which is located in Garden Valley, about an hour's drive northeast of Sacramento, announced the decision in a recent Facebook post, saying it had tolerated the juvenile behavior for 2 years. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The House will vote on Thursday on the Senate-passed partisan infrastructure bill. That's the smaller one, pushing back an original planned vote for Monday. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Three major bills expected to come to the House floor this week, including the $1 trillion infrastructure package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it will pass this week.
We're going to pass the bill this week. I promised that we would bring a bill to the floor that was, according to the language that those who wanted this to be brought to the floor tomorrow wrote into the rule. We will bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week, she says the social spending package of $3.5 trillion is likely to be less than that because of some opposition from Democratic lawmakers. The other bill is funding to prevent a government shutdown.
A wild finish on Sunday Night Football last night. The Packers came back to beat the 49ers 30-28. USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
As the FBI continues to search for Brian Laundrie, the person of interest in the homicide of Gabby Petito, bounty hunter Dwayne the Dog Chapman is on the lookout for Brian. He tells Fox News what he knows.
We were notified by a couple family members, and our fans just kept social media us to no end. Please, Dog, please, since you're in the area, will you check it out? So once Francie and I started reading about the case and seeing what was going on, we're in call. Colorado. So the couple had passed through Colorado, so that got our attention right away. So yes, we're down there. I went to the father's house to talk to the dad, and he wouldn't answer the door. Well, we have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at. I'd like all the Christians out there to start praying. One thing we haven't asked for is prayer. Now it's time for prayer. These Christians get together. Please pray that God will lead me through the wilderness right up to Him, and I'll be able to bring Him in alive.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. John Guandolo joins us from Understanding the Threat. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great to be on with you again, Bill.
Always good to be talking about the republic here and what we can do to save this republic because, you know, John, I've noticed something. You know, you're always at the forefront, you know, sounding the alarm and understanding the threat. Well, the threat takes all kinds of form and fashion. And if you've noticed what they're doing now, it's almost like they're sending a soft pounding of our minds with faux polls. Polling that you can, when you watch what they're giving you, what they're telling you is their next target, whether it happens to be with the Supreme Court or other issues, what's happening in the border, they're trying to get control of the narrative, are they not?
They absolutely are. And I would argue, as you know, we've talked about it, they do have control of the narrative, and they certainly control how we're understanding current events, because the media, obviously, because you talk about it all the time, the media is the propaganda arm for this, really, this hostile movement in America to bring the republic down.
And it's much broader than the Democratic Party. And people need to understand this. I think that even some of these Democratic leaders that think that they're in charge would find out that if they if the full transformation that Barack Obama was talking about, the fundamental transformation of America, what he talked about and what Joe Biden is trying to, you know, to do further and really to seal the deal on, they have no clue. I mean, they're not the ones in charge, are they?
Well, it's interesting. The effort is definitely broader than just the Democrat Party. The Democrat leadership is definitely a part of the broader effort. As we have talked about on this show, you've got the marriage between the jihadis and the communists, but you also have their supporters, both directly and indirectly, their collaborators. Just a quick example is anytime that they put pressure on businesses, the answer from businesses is to basically pay off, like in the BLM,
right,
with the BLM issue and that kind of stuff. So, yes, it's definitely much broader, and there are we're watching it. It's pretty fascinating to watch people inside the movement starting to turn on each other because of the direction some parts of the movement are taking.
But we should not be lax in understanding what their end game is. There's an end game objective here. All this chaos is being orchestrated, and the thing that amazes me, John, is that you look to, you know, our elected officials, like the President of the United States, for example. I mean, the President of the United States could bring a lot of reason and sense and, you know, some calm to the American people, but he's not. He seems to be exacerbating this. His agenda is different than the everyday American's agenda. Is it not? I mean, that seems quite obvious to me.
Absolutely. There's I think the thing that I want to hit on that you just said, what's happening today is intentional and it's coordinated and it's well planned. Mm-hmm. And what's happening today is not happening by accident. And there are key drivers in it, and there are key leaders in it. Mr. Biden is certainly, and his administration, driving these things. But if you, when people look at current events, I would encourage people, don't just say, well, this is crazy, or why are they doing it? This is bad policy. Each of these decisions has an intentional outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, and that's really what you're hitting on here.
Exactly. Well, and you got to think of the members of the cabal, whether it is Joe Biden and his own agenda and his own personal interest. I mean, you know, Peter Schweizer exposed it, and people were shocked, and they still don't quite understand Biden Inc. They don't quite understand the side hustle that is executed by our elected officials, whether we're talking about Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. Anybody, you know, I shouldn't say anybody because that's a broad stroke, because there's been some stories on people and Republicans, Democrats alike, you know, so nobody is hidden from this, because what we're dealing with is human failing. And last time I checked, all humans are, you know, we're all vulnerable to human passion of greed. And when you have this kind of political power that they've been able to wield for a number of years, in some cases we're talking about decades here, and they see, you know, the kind of cheating and fudging that goes on. I mean, things that shock me, John, that you think, well, where's the ethics committee on it? I mean, like insider trading that they, you know, it took them years to finally address. And then they finally say, hey, guys, come on, don't be so obvious about it. You know, no more insider trading. And this was after Nancy Pelosi and her husband were able to leverage, you know, some special stock, Visa stock, and make $100,000 in, you know, like 3 weeks. Well, John, did Visa ever, did they offer you any special stock so that you could make $100,000 in 3 weeks?
Right. No, of course not. And
yeah.
I think that's, it's one of the really key things about what's going on is that the, truly, no matter where you point on this spectrum, the key is the corruption of our political elite, and as you and I have talked about, on both sides of the political aisle. And that's absolutely where we are today, at a point where American political leaders are so corrupt on both sides of the political aisle that it's hard for me to imagine, and I'm at the federal level, that it's recoverable through just normal means. Really, the system is so corrupt at so many levels and in so many places that, again, the work that Understanding the Threat does, we truly believe it has to be changed at the local level by local citizens taking actions.
Well, and I think that in the long run, eventually, you know, a convention of the states, John, when we get enough we the people behind this to really make a final statement on this, that the people have had it. They just don't want to put up with this stuff anymore. And as you say, the corruption, it is throughout all the three-letter agencies of our government. I mean, the FBI, you and I have talked about it at length. I mean, here it is, more reveals coming out of January 6th and, you know, collusionary involvement with the FBI that are there to protect, and you find out that they're participating with the rebel rousers to, you know, come up with some sort of, you know, some sort of end objective that glorifies them. I mean, this is all interesting stuff here.
Right, but it again, it's absolutely shows us how corrupt these organizations are and how high up in these organizations it goes at the leadership level.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, and whether we're talking about, you know, polling that's out there. In fact, this past week I went to a dinner for the CareNet out here in the Treasure Coast in Florida. There were probably, I want to say, a couple thousand people there for this dinner that were interested in, you know, promoting life. And just right before that, there was a poll that was released saying that 65% of America was for abortion. If you were in that room, I don't know how you'd come up with 65%. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, stay with us. We've got more from John Guandolo after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners throughout India, Nepal, and Bhutan are hearing the gospel, some for the first time, and many of them are so moved by the good news that they feel compelled to share it. The Tide Ministry is so excited to receive reports about listeners who hear the message of Christ and then eagerly pass the good news on to their neighbors, friends, and family. We are so thankful that the Lord has given us the opportunity to witness these salvation stories and hear how those who have recently come to know Christ are helping us in our mission to share the gospel with as many people around the globe as we possibly can. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. More information on the show, Bill Martinez Show, or BillMartinezLive.com. Either one will get you to the right place that you're looking for. John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat is with us. John, at UnderstandingTheThreat.com, your website, You say UTT says goodbye to Angelo Codevilla. This is a brilliant man who understood what our democratic republic was all about, right?
Well, he sure did. And I would argue, honestly, one of the greatest minds in America, a guy who has served the nation and our leaders for a long time through the Claremont Institute and other places. But the key, I think, and as I mentioned in the article, he passed away last weekend. And the key as it relates to what we were talking about earlier is that you really go back to the example of the founding fathers as far as good governance, foreign policy, and maintaining the treasury. Mm-hmm. And you do it with integrity and from a moral background and with moral standards that they articulated, and you have the ability to maintain the republic. And it always reminds me of, you know, Benjamin Franklin coming out of the Constitutional Convention.
Right.
And saying to a woman, as was detailed historically, you know, we have a republic if you can keep it. And the founders told us, here's how you keep it. And I think the lessons that Angelo Codevilla spoke about and his impact in practically in the government, as well as ideologically, I don't think they can be quantified. They're so great.
Exactly. Well, you know, like you say, John, we have deviated from the intent of our founding fathers, even what our Constitution has said, and we're deviating to such a degree now, you know, this woke, you know, leadership and society in which we live in that wants to question everything. I mean, you and I grew up at a time when you questioned everything. That's fine. You introduce critical, you know, questions, and you arrive at a destination that preserves the republic, because after everything is all said and done and all the analysis, I mean, wow, short of heaven. I mean, this is just an incredible form of government. Tocqueville, others wrote extensively about the brilliance. And even the founding fathers, John, they would take no credit. They said, even George Washington said, but for the hand of God. It was the hand of God that led them to put this all together. And it's brilliant. And here it is today, you know, being challenged. And the thing is, it's amazing, is how the propaganda machine of the left and those that want to dismantle this excellent, you know, form of government. And what do they have to offer? Marxism? Socialism? I mean, it's not even close. When you look at how the people have benefited in those two forms of government, whether it's communism or Marxism versus the democratic republic we have, more people have thrived and been more successful in this form of government than any other form of government in the history of man, is there?
In the history of mankind, there's never been a government that's functioned like this. And what's beautiful about the United States is the founders just said, look, here's the truth. Every human being is created by God, and therefore we have unalienable rights, and we're born with those rights. We exist with those rights. We're going to create a government that recognizes that and operates like that. And so based on the founding principles of the law of nature and nature's God, again, legally defined at the time of the founding in Blackstone's commentaries as the will of God as he reveals himself in nature and Holy Scripture, and that becomes the moral standard. And the law says you cannot legislate any law that violates those two principles. That's the moral standard of the republic. And when you deviate from that, you know, then you're operating outside of the bounds of that. The Constitution has to be understood in light of the Declaration.
Yes.
And these are the kinds of things men like Angelo Codevilla and others, great constitutional minds, and they would argue this isn't about religion. This isn't about imposing religion. It's about understanding the moral fiber that exists. So when he was an advocate of great government responsibility and very simple principles.
Right.
That when it comes to foreign policy, America minds its business and doesn't put its business in the business of others.
Yes.
And we do things for the national sovereignty and security of America. And we don't do things that have nothing to do with something else.
Exactly.
And that's it at the federal level.
Right.
And we find ourselves today, and I would argue over the last 20-plus years, some would argue that really the last 30 years, that America has put its nose in places it doesn't belong. We fight wars that are seemingly endless wars with no national interest. And all of this is part of this corruption that you're talking about, I believe.
Well, the other thing, too, John, which I think was brilliant, and the Founding Fathers had, they caught this. And to me, this was revelation. And it had to do with self-responsibility. Because ultimately, when we stand before Almighty God, that's what it's all about. What did you do? It's not, well, I did it because, John Guandola told me to do it, or, Joe Biden, you gave us Joe Biden. So no. Because you go back into the garden and in the original conflict there between Adam and Eve, God brought it back down to self-responsibility. Adam, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Eve, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. And the judgment came upon them, and hence the rest of the world, until God says it's time for us to be under really the ultimate one world government, and that's with Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Ultimately, that's where we're going. But meanwhile, we got to go through all these machinations and all these false, false prophets and, antichrist and everything else to get there. But we're going to get there. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, John, hey, what did you do? Self-responsibility. And when self-responsibility is honored, and I believe that the document prepares people for that appointment with God, because we're all going to have that appointment with God. And a key of it is going to be self-responsibility, don't you think?
Well, I do. Certainly the idea that we're all accountable for what we do. And this nation was born out of the idea that the government isn't responsible for you. And
right.
This is where I believe the system and our law and government has been grossly misunderstood, number one, and also abused and misused, is to provide for people. People listen, I do believe that we should take care of one another. My responsibility as a good human being is to take care of my brother and sister. However, we don't give that responsibility and put the price tag on it for the federal government. That's not their responsibility.
Exactly.
Nowhere is that articulated in law, in the Declaration or in the Constitution or in federal code. And yet now it is. Right now, it's been legislated that we pay people who are, not working. We pay to take care of them. It's not the government's responsibility. So, yes, that is a huge piece of this issue. It's my response, the community's issue at the local level, to take care of people that need help. And the government cannot legislate charity.
Right. No, they can't. And because it isn't about legislating charity. Unfortunately, what it turns out to be is they're buying votes, John. That's really what it all comes down to, and that's disgusting. John has also mentioned that these newly arrived Afghan refugees charged with criminal acts, imagine this, against young girls and women. No outrage, crickets from the mainstream media, big tech, Facebook, nobody's saying anything. And it's just, they're trying to create a new normal, John, here that's very dangerous for all of us. We got about 15 seconds left. I'll let you sum it up.
Well, I just think, again, know your enemy. What these men did are lawful under Islamic law. That's why we didn't think you should bring them in. But I encourage your listeners.
Business. You know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the southern U.S. border have been admitted into the United States. Not knowing the exact number, he guesstimated 10 to 12,000. An Amtrak passenger train carrying roughly 150 people derailed in Montana. At least three souls were killed while others were injured. The train was traveling westbound from Chicago to Washington State on Saturday when it derailed near Joplin, Montana in the north central part of the state. It reportedly included two locomotives and 10 cars as eight of them derailed. A California restaurant has banned under 18-year-olds unless they're accompanied by an adult because of theft and disrespecting employees. Red Rooster Burgers and Brew, which is located in Garden Valley, about an hour's drive northeast of Sacramento, announced the decision in a recent Facebook post, saying it had tolerated the juvenile behavior for 2 years. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Ryan Kelly is joining us. He is currently running for governor in the state of Michigan against Gretchen Whitmer. He believes in the necessity and power of both the United States and Michigan constituents constituents, and the ability for all people to live the American dream. He's a grassroots patriot, stepping up to play his part in making Michigan a national leader and keeping our American republic strong. Welcome to the show, Ryan. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, Ryan, lay it out in your words. What's been going on in Michigan? Why is it that you are so passionate and have this sense of compelling to run for governor?
The last year and a half or so has been terrible across America, but especially here in Michigan. The current governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has been just off the rocker with the rules that she published and all the things that, you know, she expected people was going to follow, and the draconian lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. It's been especially difficult in Michigan. And, you know, we need some strong leaders up here that don't fit into that normal mold of, you know, the go along, to get along, and just trying to, you know, not represent the people and uphold our Constitution. It's time for some people that really love this country. And, you know, you ask, you know, why am I in this? Because of those very reasons that we lose our country if we don't have strong people step up now in this battle of right versus wrong. And there's a lot of people elected to office doing the wrong thing.
Right. How can any Michigander stand to have anybody in office whatsoever, governor or any position for that, that is an absolute hypocrite, that says laws for thee but not for me? I mean, the exceptions. I mean, that is a slap in the face to people. I mean, leaders
you know, lead by example. If they're not going to follow their own rules, well, how can they expect the constituencies to follow the rules? How do they expect the constituents to believe what they're saying, how dangerous this is? Well, it must not be that dangerous because you're not, you know, exampling, you know, the mask mandates, you and your husband. I don't understand, you know, why just Michiganders just on its face, forget about everything else, just on that alone. I mean, that smacks of a lack of credibility, you know, for anybody in a leadership position, especially at the height, you know, to be at that level, to be a governor of a state and to demonstrate this lack of leadership. I mean, that's an insult. That's an insult to Michigan as a state and those who supported her.
Disrespectful in all regards. Continues to happen with this current governor. She was caught at a bar with several other people, no masks on, no social distancing, but she's expecting everybody else follows it. No travel for you, jumps in an airplane, heads down to Florida, takes photos, not social distancing, no mask on. Yeah, that's, you know, to go back to what I'm talking about, these people that we elect to office, they don't care about the people. They don't care about the proper representation of our country. It's gone so far off the rocker, so far from our foundation, that people are, they're sick of it, they want change, and they don't want the same old, same old. They're looking for people that got a little fire in their belly to do the right thing.
Right.
They're ready to fight. And that's where I fit in here in the state of Michigan. I'm ready to fight for Michigan and for our constitutional republic.
Ryan, again, this really begins with the hearts and minds of Michiganders to finally say, we've had it, we're fed up, we can't stand it anymore. You know, I was talking with John Guandolo from UnderstandingTheThreat.com earlier, and he's a terrorism expert, former FBI in that. And we were discussing how, you know, some of the polling evidence and what these proponents, propagandists, you know, what they're doing out there with polls. And I'm telling people, I'm giving them a warning. They need to be careful what kind of polling they're consuming, because they're pushing a narrative and trying to lead people to believe that, you know, antics like what, you know, Governor Whitmer has done, you know, it's nothing. They don't want to talk about that stuff. Let's talk about other things. But let me ask you this. At the end of the day, outside of this, what has Governor Whitmer done for Michigan?
Doesn't appear to be much. There was promises she made. She was going to fix the roads. And now she's trying to swipe whatever federal funds she can to put some barrels out on the road to make it look like she's upholding her promises while she balloons the budget, provides no real long-term solutions. And it's just a power grab for her. She does not care about people. She cares about her own self-interest. She cares about Gretchen Whitmer. And that's it. And she's proved that time and time again. And yes, you're right. The propaganda continues to roll out. This whole marketing thing with the COVID that they've done to push this narrative is now rolling into the polls to try to manipulate the minds of people in order to believe whether somebody's ahead or covers up data that would, you know, show the true value of the person and direction that they're bringing the state. And it's going to probably continue, but, you know, that's where people like myself need to continue to be out there meeting with people, shaking hands, and delivering the truth, because people are looking for alternative messages as far as podcasts, radios like this show here, other places to find the truth, because we know we're getting fed a line through mainstream media.
Exactly. Well, Ryan, you're right. I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing this groundswell that's starting to pick up. And again, that's why I want to encourage people about the polling and some of the things that are being reported out there. Make sure that you've got a handle on the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, and that you understand what is the motivation here, by some of these leaders and these political interests. Are they there for the people, or are they there for themselves and a special donor class that supports their ideology? We need to, in anything that comes across our portal, we have to say, does that add or take away from this democratic republic? Because for so long, we've just assumed that people, this, you know, elite class, this elected class of people that see themselves as elite, special people. It's just like, you know, if you talk to Gretchen Whitmer and others, they say, well, you know, Michigan is just so fortunate to have me because I'm just so brilliant. But that's why I asked the first question, what has she done? You know, that you could say, okay, yeah, she's brilliant. I mean, she's really, you know, got a handle on crime. You know, drug use is down. You know, we're improving the infrastructure of the state. We've got more unity than ever that's happening. You know, people are going across the aisles. They're, you know, they're together for a common cause here. We've united Michiganders for the great of Michigan. I'm not hearing that.
She's the 49th governor of Michigan. She did win an award, actually. She got the 49th Best Governor of Michigan award. So she did get that. She's also created an unprecedented mental health crisis. Suicides are up among young people. She's decimated the schooling system. We have a whole generation of kids growing up now thinking that the government has this kind of control over the population. When Joe Biden made the statement that this is no longer about freedom and personal choice, that shows the mentality of these, like you're talking about, the elite ruling class. But the thing that we're, the people, are about to show here across the state of Michigan and America is all about freedom and personal choice. Mm-hmm. And these people, these hypocrites, these elite ruling class that disregard the Constitution, disregard doing the best thing for the people in the country. I mean, look at the border. Look at Afghanistan. I mean, we can go on. I know that's not Michigan related.
Well, but it is in as much as that, like you said, it's part and parcel. You know, one affects the other, because if you allow what's happened in Afghanistan, I mean, it's like that little bit of leaven. It doesn't take much, and it starts. This is why, again, you know, we're warning people about these polls. This is all to have an influence to alter the clear reasoning and thinking of people, and to present a false narrative here, because they want people in these blue states. They want people to understand that, hey, all is well. It's doing great. You know, those Ryan Kelly people, they're just a bunch of disgruntled people. You know, these are just, you know, Trump people all over again. You know, anything to invalidate and to take you out of the conversation at the expense of arriving at a real solution that is win-win for all concerned. We've got to take a break right now. We've got more from Ryan after this. Stay with us.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation with Ryan Kelly continues. He's running for governor in the state of Michigan against Gretchen Whitmer. And if you know what's happening, I mean, for people from Michigan, they get it. They're living it. And I think that what happens with all of this, whether we're dealing with stuff at a local level, you know, a state level or even a national level, I think it's hard to get your brain around the idea that this constitutional republic is under such a threat, you know. And I was just reading a book, Martin Duggar's book, about Paris, the fall of Paris, and the kind of the laissez-faire attitude that they had there as the Nazis, the threat of the Nazis coming into Paris. And they just thought Paris was so great, it would never fall. And this has been the story of so many other, you know, celebrated cities in the history of man that have been, you know, seemingly impenetrable. And then something happens, and then they're not. And here we are. We think just because America has been in our lifetimes that it will always be. And I don't know, Ryan, if people realize how threatened this country is and how close that we are in being taken over by, Marxists and socialists. You know, Donald Trump made the announcement a year ago, said that America will never be a socialist country. And people applauded to that measure, but it takes more than applause, doesn't it? It
takes action from a whole lot of people. And you're right. America, overall in general, for a large chunk of the population, has fallen to bread and circus, right? I mean, you got plenty of food and you got your entertainment, right? We all got our smartphones and we're kind of living in this little bubble thinking, well, it's not really that bad necessarily, is it, right? My stomach's still full. I got electricity on at the house. But the thing, over the years, I think a lot of people have become unengaged in local political processes. Look how many precinct delegates are open across the nation.
50% exactly.
10 of those seats.
Yeah.
And we thought, to your very point there, that this is America. We have a constitution. We have somebody out there, right? There's somebody out there that's doing the right thing, that's looking out for us. They're holding up, you know, all of our values. And now that we're seeing, they weren't.
Right.
they weren't looking out for our best interests. They were actively doing things to implement communism in the United States. And now we're seeing that right now with this whole Marxist movement over the last 18 months that's really been on display in the mainstream media.
Well, the eye-opener should be what Trevor Loudon told us a week ago, that if you look at the Biden administration, he says, and again, I preface this statement to give people an understanding. Trevor Loudon isn't some conspiracist. He isn't some guy walking around with a tinfoil hat. This guy's a researcher. When he makes statements, he's got footnotes. He's got things to back it up. He doesn't make some broad brush statement. And so when I say, and I'm quoting him as he related to me and said, Bill, you got to understand, the people within the Biden administration, except for one person, he said, that are in key positions in that administration, they're all avowed card-carrying Marxists. That's it. End of story. That's it. They're all, this is why, you know, Black Lives Matter, they support because it's birds of a feather. This is all the same ideology, the same people. They're all cousins. They're related. And they're working for the degradation of our American Constitution. When Barack Obama said he was on, you know, we were days away from fundamentally transforming, you know, the country, and people applauded, I'm going, what the hell are they applauding for? I mean, what are we talking about? What are we transforming? Transforming to what? But he couldn't be that honest. He couldn't be that honest to say, okay, what we're doing is we're going to move, you know, toward this Marxist socialism, you know, socialistic ideal. And when you understand the background of Barack Obama and Trevor Loudon, again, one of the few people in the country, and nobody in the media vetted Barack Obama, but Trevor spent extensive hours, days, months, years vetting the former president, even before he became president, when he was candidate, Barack Obama, and people didn't want to believe it. They just did not want to believe that his background was so steeped. And even, you know, for 20 years being around Jeremiah Wright, 20 years he's at the foot of Jeremiah Wright. And you don't know who Jeremiah Wright is. You don't know what kind of, you know, message that he's out there, the social justice message that he's pounding. Well, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, that was steak and potatoes for them.
You know, to your point with the media there, I think with the, you know, everything with Obama, there was a lot that was on the rise there with social media. And I think even back then, we look at how social media is controlling things these days. They were doing it back then, I believe, but it wasn't necessarily as mainstream. But there was a lot of information that wasn't available, you know, and being pushed out there so people could have the opportunity to make those best decisions. And,
right.
And yeah, whether it's, you know, through the education system over so many years, kind of got the wool pulled over their head with the Barack Obama and kind of allowed this to be ushered in. And yeah, Donald Trump.
Oh, he was the perfect Trojan horse when you think about it. First black president, charming as all get out. All these ill people loved him, you know, the whole deal. And I think the other thing, if the truth be known, Ryan, I think people hope upon hope said, look it, if we give the black people a black president, maybe once and for all, we can get this racial divide behind us and just, you know, move forward and in peace and in mutual interest for each other and each other's families. And I really believe that was a big influential force in all this. But little do we know. And as Donald Trump asked Black America, said, OK, we got your black president. What did he do for you? And the people had to stop and they go, you know, oh, my God, I didn't even think to ask that question. You're right. I mean, we got pummeled. And, you know, particularly, you know, the middle class and for those blacks that were starting to, you know, come into the middle class and, you know, provide for their families and feel good about everything. You know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden were specifically instituting policies that were decimating the middle class. Look what happened, you know, during those 8 miserable years that some people want to say, oh, this guy's the greatest president. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I just don't get. Where he was I wish he would have been the greatest president, because that meant that he would have healed the racial divide. That meant that he would have instituted and strengthened our constitutional principles on which the founding of this country was all about. That the principles that you know, he so admired in Abraham Lincoln would have been manifested in his administration. But sad to say that didn't happen.
We didn't see it. No. And to go back to our comment earlier in the conversation about, you know, the elite ruling class, there's very much a, you know, kings and queens versus peasants mentality in a lot of these people that are elected to office. And they want that divide to continue amongst the people, whether we divide over black and white, immigration status, where you're from, vaccinated, unvaccinated, what they can do in order to keep people occupied with things that may or may not even be true. And in many instances, they're not true. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ways to keep people, you know, occupied and divided so that they can continue to push their agenda, which we know the agenda ultimately is communism in America. It's that that total government control, this Marxist movement you're talking about. It's not about freedom and personal choice. It's not about private property ownership and business ownership. It is about government control. It's about government authority, which is everything that is not America. And these people are here now. They're wanting to take over this country. And it's a place now to go back to the very beginning of our conversation. If we don't have those strong-willed people that love freedom and prosperity, love our Constitution, if we don't wake up, get involved, run for office, help out with whatever capacity we can at the local level, state levels, and federal levels to save this country and be loud about it, non-apologetic, American, freedom-loving patriots, we lose.
Exactly.
We lose this country in a very short period of time. Time to step up right now, be loud, not be afraid. We're on God's side.
Yes.
And
amen.
So we go with the armor of God, we'd run into this battle to save this country. It is happening right now in our lifetime. I'm not sitting on the sidelines and allowing this thing to go down without a fight.
God bless you for doing that.
Alive.
Well, like you said, the contention that has been so promoted, I don't know if you follow golf at all. Do you follow golf, Ryan?
Not much. But,
okay. Well, we had the Ryder Cup this weekend, okay? The United States of America, which was wonderful. I mean, it was a real patriotic event where it's the United States against the European teams. And it was just so neat just to watch the people, you know, celebrating, you know, America. There were flags, red, white, and blue, the whole deal. And, of course, the American team really did a great job, ended up winning. But the big controversy, to your point that you were saying earlier about getting along, it's so key, is that one of the huge controversies in the media were just like, you know, kind of eating this up, waiting for, you know, something to break out between two players that recently have had a, you know, celebrated conflict between themselves, Brooks Koepka and Bryce DeChambeau. And so it was interesting that, you know, because they had talked about how the team was so unified and everything, and they kind of commented wondering if there was going to be something, you know, some interaction to either support or deny that between these two, you know, celebrated contentious players. And what came out was they ended up hugging each other, you know, and, you know, coming together. All, you know, this is what we love about sportsmanship and you know, athletics and teams like this, is that it can bring people together. And in this case, I think was a glaring example of unity, to your point, on demonstration, you know, nationally, of all things during a golf tournament. And we can be grateful for that, to say, look, if Koepka and DeChambeau can get together, then why can't we? Why not? Ryan Kelly, all the best to you. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you back, buddy. Good luck.
What do you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination